It didn't take long for the headlines to appear. Medicare millionaires. Has Medicare made your doctor a millionaire? Florida iDoc got $21 million. It all followed the public release of a billing database, maintained for years by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. To get an idea of the significance of the database and how it can be used or misused, we turn to Christina Bacuti. She's a senior associate on Medicare policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, first of all, let's talk about the reasoning here. Why would Health and Human Services choose now to release this? I mean, we're in the midst of all of the debates and questions about the Affordable Care Act.
Well, CMS has been releasing a large number of databases over the last several years in an effort to be more transparent with spending, federal spending, Medicare spending in particular, and showing where taxpayer dollars are going to the providers that are serving Medicare patients.
But doctors aren't too happy about it.
Well, I think they might be uncomfortable at first because this is the first time that it's been released on a individual level that shows spending attributable to each physician individually. But by and large, it shows the claims that they're making to Medicare, which is part of their business.
So what is accomplished by releasing it to the public? In other words, what is it they hope will change now that the public can see who's getting how many Medicaid dollars?
Well, it's a large database, and it's going to show all the services that doctors and other health professionals are providing to Medicare patients for the year of 2012, and it shows how much they got paid by Medicare and how much, on average, Medicare paid them for each service. And so, like I said, the transparency here is so that other people like researchers and even journalists, as you noted, and other providers can learn about, say, for instance, how these services and how often they're provided to each patient vary across the country and even within the same community.
So give us an idea of the scope of what's in the database. We know names and total billing numbers. Does it get more detail than that?
Yes, it does. So it will have the name of the physician or the other health providers. There's nurse practitioners and physical therapists and others that bill Medicare on this. And it shows where they practice, and it shows for every type of service that they provide the average payment that Medicare made for that service. And also a little bit about where the service was provided, that is whether it's in an office or a facility. It also shows not just Medicare's payment, but the total aggregate payment, like you said, but also what the physician gets when you combine both the patient portion, like the coinsurance, and the Medicare portion.
Okay, and so what is the, I mean, what can you conclude from that? I mean, what does that help someone figure out?
Well, like you said, it figures out the total payment to each of these providers, but also it also shows whether the providers are providing mostly just a few different services or a whole large number. But this will vary by specialty, of course. So, because some specialties, you would expect them to have a large number of Medicare patients. Like, for instance, ophthalmology sees a lot of patients with cataracts, and that's something that happens in an elderly population. Some providers also provide very expensive services by nature of what their specialty is. And so you would also expect higher spending for them as well. And so some of that is not a surprise when you see this database.
We're speaking with Christina Bacuti. She is Senior Associate for Program on Medicare Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. And so, as we said, the headlines show, you know, $13 million for this particular, there was an ophthalmologist in Florida. Does that mean that he's necessarily defrauding the system, or does it just mean that he's really an efficient practice and can run a lot of patients through?
Well, I, of course, can't make a determination about that question on whether that's fraud or not. But one of the stated purposes of releasing this information to the public was also, as CMS stated, to allow journalists also to look at this database and start to investigate, as well as investigate providers that might have unusually large number of services, and in some cases some have shown larger than could be reasonably provided during a 10-hour working day, say. So that can be out there, but other enforcement services would be able to start looking at this as well.
I mean, these tiger teams with Justice and HHS do often depend on tips. So is the database in a form that's usable by, say, the average computer enthusiast, such that they could see something and call up Medicare and say, hey, that guy closed up his shop 2 years ago. How come you're still paying him?
The database is I was able to look at it, so that's a good sign. It's in an Excel format. It's not, you know, tremendously user-friendly for everyone, but if you're comfortable looking at large Excel files, you can look up that information.
And was this information originally gathered on the premise that it would remain secret? Is there some trust being broken with physicians, or did they always know this would happen?
Well, the information is gathered through the claims that the physicians are submitting to Medicare. So that's what this is derived from. I'm not sure that the physicians always expected anonymity. I can't tell for that, but what I can say is that the patients are not exposed in any way in this data set. There's no way that in the data you could look at patient information. That's still private.
And does it get fine-grained enough such that you can determine how prices compare for a given procedure from doctor to doctor?
Well, yes, it allows you to see the average amount paid, but everyone should recognize that for the most part, for everything, but for the most part, Medicare pays based on a fee schedule, and physicians have to charge based on the fee schedule for the most part. So the variations from doctor to doctor represent more about where they're practicing, what part of the country, and also whether it's in an office or a facility. And that's when you're comparing service to service.
And how could this information be possibly misused, do you think?
I think, as you mentioned, one outcome in releasing the data is that the public can identify the doctor with extremely high payments. But like I said, we could expect some for some specialties. But when there's extremely large numbers, people might draw different conclusions. I think some of the caveats that are important to consider when looking at those receiving a large number is, like I said, differences you would expect by specialty, and also that in some practices, physicians have a large number of staff that are seeing patients as well, and in most cases, that's allowable when the doctor when the staff are providing those services under supervision. So it's possible that there are a large number of services that the doctor is overseeing, and so the billing would be more than just for him or her, the physician.
Now, one of the big fraud cases over the past few years has been involved, not concerning Medicare, has been concerning the asbestos claims, and there were lawyers have gone to prison over, you know, Xeroxing claims and so forth and sending them in until a judge finally sees what's going on and stops this. In your experience, is the Medicare and Medicaid staffs, are they able to recognize patterns of fraud in general that come in from people that might be Xeroxing or somehow repeating paperwork for services they didn't really render?
Well, I unfortunately can't really speak to the audits or what percent that CMS is able to conduct some auditing like what you're describing. I know that that they have many other activities that they're doing at CMS, processing millions and millions of claims. So I'm not able to really comment on what they do next with this information.
And is it possible from this information to maybe get an idea of the effectiveness of different physicians, that is, with good outcomes? Is there outcome information or just simply billing and procedure information?
Well, that's a great question. This data set does not provide, like I said, patient information, so you don't have outcomes. But CMS has the patient information because it's all on the claims. It's just not released to the public, of course. So CMS is conducting analyses that look at patient outcomes, and they have had this information. What's new is just what's released to the public. So CMS is able to start looking at quality measures as they evolve. And, you know, quality measures are difficult to pin down, but the research world and CMS have been working on that question.
Christina Bacuti is Senior Associate for Medicare Policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.